You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, a little bit different kind of show tonight as we come to you live from Memphis, Tennessee, but not from our flagship radio studio this evening. No, my friends, it is Saturday, October the 18th, and we are coming to you live from the Political Cesspool's 10-year anniversary celebration. Political Cesspool fans from around the country and even internationally have joined us tonight for, and I mean this, ladies and gentlemen, short of my wedding weekend, this has been the most memorable weekend of my life, and I appreciate everybody in this room for making it possible. This is a capacity crowd, and my eyes have welled up more than one occasion this weekend. This has been absolutely incredible, and it's hard to believe that 10 years have passed since this very night occurred in October of 2004 when I took microphone in hand and brought to the world the very first broadcast of the Political Cesspool. And as I shared in my remarks last night, I remember that first show. I remember what I was wearing. I remember what we talked about. I remember the nerves kicking in. And one thing I didn't tell you last night, and this is the truth, I remember being called a racist before the first commercial break ever hit. We don't get a lot of those calls anymore. I think after 10 years, they figured out that they're not going to get rid of us. But we used to, and we have come a long way from 2004 to 2014. I documented a lot of the what I call wonderful turbulence that I've experienced over the course of the past 10 years last night in my talk, and we are not going to revisit that tonight. It has been well documented over the years. Every year, we do an anniversary celebration show. But after the ninth anniversary show, I got a call from one of our biggest supporters in Canada, and he said, you know, on the 10th year anniversary, I think I'd like to fly down and sit with you in the studio when you do the 10-year anniversary. And I said, you know what, you know, 10 years is a pretty big milestone in this political climate for this particular show. The issues we talk about, 10 years is pretty significant and pretty amazing. And I said, you know, if a guy's willing to fly from Western Canada just to come down and sit with us one-on-one, maybe there would be a few other people that would like to come down and share in this celebration with us, the people who certainly have made this show possible. It's not me. It's not Keith and Eddie. It's the people who listen and the people who contribute and the people who support us. And there's a couple of them in this room tonight. Let your voices be heard, ladies and gentlemen, if you can. That's certainly not to say that the co-hosts haven't had more than a significant impact on the development and evolution of our broadcast. Some are here tonight. Some are no longer with us. Some have been called home by the Lord, and we have continued to roll with the punches over the course of our run on the AM, FM, mainstream airwaves, syndicated nationally, listened to by an international audience all over the world thanks to the Internet. We're a top 10 phenomenon every Saturday night, but we do have two of the biggest figures in the history of the political cesspool sitting right across the table from me tonight as we broadcast before this live studio audience, none other than Keith Alexander the Great and Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie, if you could go first. What we're going to do tonight, we're not going to talk about issues. We're not going to pursue different topics. What we're going to do is celebrate one another. And this show is going to be made possible by the people in this room. We're going to be pulling up people throughout the night to join me on the air, if you're willing, to share with the world what it is about this show that drew you to Memphis for this weekend. But before we do that, let's keep it in-house. Eddie, what has this weekend meant to you? What's your take on the 10-year anniversary celebration that we are wrapping up now after starting it last night here in Memphis?
Well, I'll just say... James, like you and Keith, I, in the beginning, I never envisioned us getting this far. And I'll tell you the people something they don't even know. I had trepidations about coming to the thing because I felt unworthy of the people coming here. I couldn't figure out why they would want to come see somebody, especially like me. But since I came here, I've seen nothing but love, and some of the kindest people I've ever seen. They've complimented me on in my speech and just my character, and showed me tremendous love. But it seems surreal that after all the attacks, and James mentioned that being called a racist in the very first his very first episode. People may not know, but we used to get our share of death threats probably weekly. In fact, if I remember right, the FBI came out to the old Beanfield
station. They say you never forget your first, and I think they were referring to the fact that you never forget the first time you have to call the FBI because of the death threats you've been receiving.
And, you know, back before GPS, y'all may not know this, but people would call in telling us all this horrible stuff they're going to do to us. Well, you know, I'm sure y'all probably be too shocked. Well, my response used to be, we didn't have GPS in those days, people. But I would ask them if they needed a map to tell them how to get to where we were. Because, you know, that would liven up our show. And James disagrees with me here, but Sam says with me, there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know, body here, body there. If you try to attack us, liven things up. You know, it gets kind of boring out there sometimes, especially when it's about 140 degrees in the shade, you know. But, yeah, getting back to reality here, folks, it's been a wild ride. And I still can't believe me is, you know, you can tell I'm not an intellectual giant, you know. I can see Winston and Keaton, people like that. But it's just so humbling to be here and to have people that actually like me, you know. It's just great. And I feel like I've And I'd like to reiterate, I haven't been, most of y'all probably think I'm the nicest, just a nice old grandpa, which I really am sometimes. But James and Keith, everybody that's worked around me, have had to put up with a lot of stuff for me at times, you know. And I know I've given James, well, if he had hair, he'd have plenty of gray hair.
I had hair before I started the show.
Yeah. But I appreciate you letting me go first. But I would just like to say, I'm not that eloquent, but the show means more to me than I could ever tell you. I guess it's the second to my religion, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to my family. James mentioned the most important person in this room was his dear wife. Well, the most important thing to me is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My family comes second, and the political cesspool is right there, very close. And it's people like you that has kept us going. After all the attacks that we've had over all the years. And it's made it all worth it because, believe it or not, the attacks do get to you sometimes. You know, we've risked our lives. We've, like I said, had the numerous threats. My last job as an RN, I worked at Methodist University here in Memphis, and when Duke came to town, guess who the cameraman was? It was me. You know, if it had got out to the public who did that, how long do you think I've been working in this town? Not very long. And I've been blackballed in this city as an RN. I hadn't got that out. But and, you know, we've all paid a dear price for it. You take James right here, probably more than likely he'll never, ever be able to work at a Fortune 500 company in this country. So, you know, we paid the price. Well, it looks like we're getting ready to go into commercial break here right now. So we're going to go back to my son, my spiritual son, James.
Let's hear it, Freddie the Bombardier Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to our 10-year birthday party, everybody. Let's hear it. Both incredibly incredible and humbling to know that people have come from all across the country tonight. I know we have people here from Los Angeles, California, from southern Florida, all across the South, obviously, New York and Vermont, Canada, and everywhere in between. They are in this room tonight to celebrate what they have made possible. Not me, not Keith, not Eddie, but what through their support as listeners, financially and prayerfully, what they have made possible tonight. And what you're listening to as we broadcast live from this ballroom at this hotel in Memphis is going out around the country on AM, FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network. It's going around the world. You have a worldwide audience tonight, and you were here at the epicenter, folks. We don't do live remotes often, but I'll tell you this. We've done it a few times. They're always memorable. Nothing will be as memorable as this. A 10-year anniversary is absolutely sensational. Thank you again. I cannot thank you enough. And I only wish, if there were, and I know that they're not, but if there were any objective journalists in left in the media, for them to come here and to see some of the greatest people that America has to offer, people who are salt of the earth, people who are not kooks, who are not cranks, people who are very heartfelt and genuine, family-oriented people, some of the best people this country has to offer. They are in this room tonight, and I love and respect every single one of you. From the bottom of my heart. Keith Alexander the Great, everybody. He's here, obviously, and has played no small role in the development of our show. Keith, what we're doing tonight, again, we're not hitting on topics. We're not talking about issues. We are enjoying this moment because it's been 10 years in the making, and we've worked hard for it. And, you know, contrary to popular belief, despite the fact that we have received so much news coverage over the course of the last decade, we don't get it every week. There are a lot of weeks and a lot of months where we just toil in the vineyards without any, I can't say recognition. It's I guess notoriety would be none of the press we get is good. Let's just put it that way. But it is fun to get it because it rallies the troops and it lets us know that we're, you know, needling the establishment, and we're doing what we should be doing. But not every week is eventful. I mean, certainly I believe every show is good, and every show we give you the very best that we can offer, and we put our best foot forward. But not every week is eventful in a way that you would think would justify the commitment and the time that is put into the program each and every week. So for 10 years we've done this, and tonight we take it all in. And we have the fellowship and camaraderie of such great company tonight. Keith, your thoughts on the weekend that we've experienced thus far?
I'll tell you the truth. I've been to a lot of conventions. I've never seen one that had a more interesting mix of speakers than we had, or a better group of attendees than what we've had. And I want to basically applaud every last one of you people for being here. I mean, you people. Okay, I'm going to try to swallow the microphone at Kurt's. Yeah, I tell you what, this is, I know I've been here for 8 years. Unfortunately, I haven't had the colorful experiences that James and Eddie had.
As I sometimes joke, I serve as the moon for this show in terms of I absorb all of the meteors and asteroids. Yeah, right. But y'all certainly add depth to the program that I can't do by myself.
I have a confession to make. The only death threat I've received on this show was from Eddie Miller.
He's not joking.
And he's the type of guy that will love you 1 minute and want to throw down in the parking lot with you the next. But
well, as you said in your talk today, Keith, we give him the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Eddie was great, though. I mean, I've also got first and foremost on my phone voicemail. A phone call, an impromptu phone message I got from Eddie telling me how much he loved me and stuff like this. And it was, you know, this is the way we are. We're just the way we are, folks. I was here for 8 years. I know it was 8 years because in 2006 I was running for political office, and my first appearance on this show was James graciously allowing me to kind of tout my candidacy at that time.
And I believe you came in, what, third out of a field of nine or 12, was it?
Third out of nine.
There you go.
Right. But anyway, you know, that's nothing counts but first in politics. You know, it's not like horseshoes.
Right. Or hand grenades.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. But this show, when I started listening to this show, I said, wow, this is something special. I called in. I remember exactly where I was.
You actually started calling in as a listener before you became an official co-host.
And you and Bill were handling the show primarily back then. And I remember Bill saying, we got to get this guy on. I was at the corner of Getwell and Southern at the time when I called in. I remember that first show. I remember it very vividly. Can't tell you what the date was, but that's what it was. And we've got, you know, this show has absolutely been like a jet stream. It's just taken off, and it's taken off on a shoestring of a budget. We, like you said, are in the top 10 every week on internet traffic for during our time slot, beating out people like Bill O'Reilly, Kim Komando, Alex Jones, people like this on the radio.
To be fair, we're going up against their repeats on Saturday night. We'll take it, Keith.
Well, we'll take it any way we can get it. But what it does show, particularly since we have such a bare-bones budget, is the hunger there is out there for the message that we have, for the discussions that we have, James. I think we're really serving a purpose. And the fact that we do this without any corporate sponsors, and we also don't compromise our message, which, of course, is another factor that means that we're pariahs from the advertiser's viewpoint, but not from the people's viewpoint. And we're here for the people. We're not here for anything else. We're not here to get rich. It's a labor of love. James has basically devoted his life to this. Bill Rowland, for example, could easily have made more money except for his activism in this movement. But he did this because he felt it was more important than making money. So does James, so does Eddie, so do I. Every one of us basically feel that we owe something back to our people, and we do this show as a small gesture of the sense of community that we have with our audience. And our audience, when we actually meet the people, when they come to something like this, I guess you'd call it convention or whatnot, or celebration, you see just exactly why you do it, because these are, like you said, salt of the earth people. These are people that are, you know, you'd be proud to call your friends anywhere. And this gives the lie to the slanders we hear from left-wing groups about us being a bunch of wing nuts. This is, you know, I've never seen a group that really stands up and compares to the quality of this group, James, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, I do too. I mean, you're looking around the room. We've had the opportunity, the privilege, I should say, to share in the company of such great men and women. And speaking of the women, I don't know if anybody's caught up that there is no shortage of beautiful women in this room tonight. Keith, would you like to attest to that under oath?
I will attest under oath to that.
And fine-looking and sharp men, all intelligent. I truly believe that the greatest people that America have to offer, a representative sampling of them, are in this room tonight. And it's entirely our honor that that be. Keith, before we come up on the next commercial break, and again, folks, tonight what we're going to be doing on the program is featuring you. This is your show. I'm getting Keith and Eddie out of the way early so we can bring up the guests tonight. Not getting them out of the way, but you know what I mean. Keith, one more word for the audience tonight, because it would be impossible to lavish upon them the praise that they are due.
Well, we have people from all over the nation, everywhere, and out of the nation. And they've come at their own personal expense, great expense in some form, to help us and to celebrate with us. And quite frankly, I'm humbled by the whole experience.
I am as well, and we're going to continue to be humbled and enlightened, I think, as the program continues. We're going to take our next commercial break. We're going to turn it back over to Maestro Tickling the Ivories, Mr. Christopher Rush, and the political cesspool will continue.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio program in front of this remote studio audience. Let your voices be heard after 10 long years together. Let's hear from the crowd. If you were not here this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, number one, you should have been, and number two, it would be very hard for me to impress upon you exactly all that we've experienced together, not just the fellowship, the camaraderie, the bands that are stronger than steel cable, the brotherhood, which is all incredible, and that's why everybody came. But I thought that we had a truly tremendous panel of speakers over the course of the last 2 days. If you agree with me, let me know. Yeah. And certainly anytime Sam Dixon closes a gathering, you know you're getting your money's worth. And we're going to talk to Sam later in the broadcast, as well as many others in this room tonight. And I'm looking forward to that. I said last night in my talk that everybody in this room, in this capacity crowd, deserves a personal introduction, because everybody in this room has played a role in keeping the political cesspool on the air for 10 years and growing strong, as I like to say. So everyone here is of equal importance, but there are other movement activists who let their work be known publicly, and one of them is sitting across the table from me right now. In fact, as I shared last night, before I introduce Mr. Brad Griffin from Occidental Descent, is that, you know, we had to, promote this event a certain way. In order to ensure that our right of free speech and assembly wouldn't be trampled upon. And we had sold out the event, and a lot of people had registered for this event in the late spring and early summer when we first announced. And as circumstances change, as they tend to do, as the months roll by and the calendar flips into the fall, we got close to October, and there was the, I think, inevitable rash of cancellations there at the last minute. And I think we had, you know, anywhere between 12 and 20 cancellations of people who had signed up to come in. And I was thinking, you know, it's too late to really publicize this in a significant way, because, you know, we're only a few days out from the conference. It's going to be hard for people to make travel plans at this late date. That who can I get that can help me get a few people in the crowd to take the place, take the seats of those who have paid for their slot but not been able to come? And the only person that I could think of was Mr. Brad Griffin, the editor, founding editor of Occidental Descent, OccidentalDescent.com. And I called Brad a couple of weeks ago. I was pacing around in my yard outside of my house, and I said, you know, can you get a few people to come? He did all of that and then some, and then he showed up himself. And it's great to have people like this who do the work. You know, I've gotten probably more praise than I'm due this weekend. There are other people out there that do just as much as me, if not more, and Brad's one of them. And if you're not familiar with his website, OccidentalDescent.com, make it one of your daily reads. It's certainly one of mine. In fact, if you read the Political Cesspool, at least one or two articles per week I hijack from Brad. So you're familiar with his work whether you know it or not. But, Brad, take it away. First of all, I want to thank you publicly. I think that's why I guess I'm bringing you up for bringing quite a few people here tonight. You were the reason for that, and I want to thank you.
Thanks, James. Glad to be here. I'm here with a couple of my friends from the Council of Conservative Citizens and the League of the South. And one of my friends who's not here is Kyle Rogers, but he just told me over Facebook that they're having a live chat at the COCC website. So if you want to log on there, if you're listening there, you can chat along as this discussion proceeds.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, listening, not those of you in the audience tonight, but those of you listening on the AM/FM affiliate stations across the country and on the internet around the world, if you want to be here in absentia, or want to, I guess, savor a little bit of the flavor of being here live, please go to, and I just found out about this myself, thank you, Brad, please go to cfcc.org, or if you will, topconservativenews.com, I think is another redirect. CFCC.org will get you there. They're having a live, if I understand correctly, a live chat in celebration of 10 years on the air right now.
Yeah, it's on right now.
So if you can't be here with us physically, you can be with us here in spirit by joining the online camaraderie at CFCC.org. Please go there. I was hoping that Kyle could be here himself. I believe it is rumored that he thought the drive would be a little bit too long. Is that correct? Can I admonish my good friend Kyle in saying that the drive from Charleston would be a little bit too far? Is that what I've heard?
Yes, that's correct. A little too far from Charleston to Memphis.
Tell that to the guy from Vermont. Where's the Copperhead who drove from Stony Point, New York? Yeah, the Copperhead from Stony Point, New York who drove here, ladies and gentlemen.
We also got Albany, New York.
We got an Albany. Listen, they're all over the place. But listen, Kyle does such a good job. The support that we've received from the Council of Conservative Citizens has just been immeasurable over the course. You know, we linked up with the council less probably than a year into our run, and we've been thick as thieves with them ever since, and all the better for it. And Kyle does a great job of promoting this show. He's a dear friend, and I want to thank Kyle. Even though he's not here, I'm sure he's listening in that chat room tonight. I want to thank Kyle Rogers for all the help he's had in our show over the years. And so, Brad, though, you mentioned, too, League of the South, obviously another very important organization that you are part of. And, you know, we do a lot of stuff on the radio. There are people that go out to the streets more often than we do. Certainly the League of the South is one of them. And they are demonstrating across the country in the flesh, getting in the face of the people, it seems, every week. And I know you've been a part of a few significant demonstrations here this year and last and beyond.
That's true. Most of them, my friends, are out in Cartersville, Georgia, and Calhoun, Georgia, which is in northwest Georgia tonight. And that's why a lot of them couldn't be here. They were dying to come, though. But there's still a lot of the League of the South members and council members over here in the Memphis area, and I've brought several of them out here.
Well, and we've had the opportunity to meet with them. I know one of your regular contributors, Jack Ryan. Where's Jack at? There he is over there, Mr. Jack Ryan. Always enjoy reading his work, and I asked Jack if it would be permissible now that we certainly can't be booted from our facilities here. If only he promised to write a very favorable review of what he's experienced this weekend, could we perhaps be honored with a write-up of this event on OD? And I think with your permission, Brad, Jack may pin that.
Okay. Oh, definitely. We've already got a little live thread going on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Now that the danger is past.
That's right. That's right.
We don't have no harassment of hotels and stuff.
Freedom of speech can be a dangerous thing. And so,
as we saw in Hungary.
As we saw in Hungary. That's right. You know, and I made the decision back in February when we conceived this event. And it actually came from the gentleman who perhaps traveled the farthest to be here with us tonight, the Canadian Keith, I'll call him, who came from Western Canada to be here. I think I made mention of that earlier tonight. But when we decided to absolutely go through with it, you know, I wanted it to be an intimate gathering. I think it's a little bit more than that. By movement standards, this is a very well-attended gathering, but I think we could have had several hundred people here if we had publicly put it out there exhausted all of our resources. But then again, we could have run into the situation that Richard Richard and Bill Regnery and Jared and some of the others of our friends found themselves in Budapest last year. You think the freedom of speech is something that's only being suppressed in Europe? You're dead wrong, ladies and gentlemen, because we've experienced it here in the United States of America. And so we have to take certain measures to make sure that our basic human rights are safeguarded. And unfortunately, sometimes that concerns a deal of duplicity. But we are all here tonight, and I'm sure we're all glad for that, and we certainly didn't come under any of the duress that some of our brothers have. But it's just an absolutely fantastic weekend. Brad, thank you so much for being here, for the role you played in driving a great deal of people here to fill those seats there at the last minute. And let's hear it one more time for a man who is doing the work every day, Mr. Brad Griffin. OccidentalDescent.com. I have a minute or two here, if that, before the very next commercial break. And since we don't have enough time to bring our another face from the crowd up here, I would like to very quickly pay tribute to people who have played a role on air with our radio broadcast that are not with us this evening. My original co-founder of the show, whose involvement with the program lasted a little bit less than a year, but without him, we certainly wouldn't be here tonight. You know, you would have to go back and be a listener from very nearly the beginning to remember him being on the air. And I think he was on the air for maybe a year or two. But my original co-founder, Austin Farley, it was the two of us who started this show before the others, before I met Keith and Eddie and Bill Rowland. It was Austin Farley and myself. Our alternate host was a good friend of mine who I met during the Buchanan campaign, Jess Bonds. Also others that have played a role, Jeff Melton, our legendary producer, Art Frith, Scoop Stanton, who's listening tonight but couldn't be here. He's still on the air with us every week. And then, of course, Winston Smith and the dearly departed Bill Rowland. That's the on-air staff that we've had over the years that are not here tonight but are certainly fondly remembered and whose fingerprints are left all over this show. Let's hear it one more time, everybody, while we go into this next commercial break.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool Radio Program's 10-year anniversary celebration. If you're not too busy eating, could you give us a round of applause? Give yourselves a round of applause. It's really going to be hard to get these people enthusiastic now that the food is being served, but we're going to do the very best that we can. Where's Matt? I'm going to interrupt the salad of Matt the Copperhead, if I could. Matt the Copperhead drove down from New York State. He calls in not every week, but very nearly he has in recent months and years, and he's become a very good friend of mine, another friend that has been forged from hosting this broadcast. And so, Matt, let's get your perspective on the events of this weekend. What have you taken in? What have you seen? What can you share with those who aren't here with us?
Well, good evening, James, and fellow cesspool family members. I would like to take a moment and thank the white women that have joined our cause here tonight and give a special gratitude to all of them because they truly embody what our movement represents, family and going forward as a people.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, and that's one of the things that I talk about when given an opportunity to speak at events not related to the political cesspool. It was sort of like the presentation we heard today from Mr. Ball. Things that we can do in our daily lives that make a difference. We can't all be Nathan Bedford Forrest. We can't all storm the Bastille, and we can't all be heroes on a grand scale. But we can all be heroes on the scales that matter most to the people that we are nearest, and we can all be heroes in our home. And so we can be heroes every day by being good fathers and good sons and good brothers and so on and so forth, good men, and likewise good women, good mothers, good daughters, good sisters. And, you know, certainly the greatest thing that any of us can do, as I've shared many times before, is to reproduce. You know, a lot of times, as Sam Dixon was talking about today, we chase the abstract. Well, certainly if none of us exist, if we are wiped off the face of the planet in subsequent generations, then no matter how smart we are and how intelligent we are on the issues, it's not going to matter unless there is somebody being produced to pass the torch down to. So, yes, I mean, the role that the women play in this movement should certainly be celebrated and recognized as well. And thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely, James. And yourself included, you set such a high benchmark of to be looked up upon. And, you know, would you and your family and what you've done here for 10 years representing our voice across to the other nations, the white people around the world, that we're not alone, that we have a voice to be recognized, is just phenomenal. And thank you, sir, for that.
Well, and thank you for coming. I appreciate it, Copperhead. Matt the Copperhead, everybody. He has forged for himself a reputation of his own on our show, just as a weekly caller. Well, much more than that. Could I get Tom from Georgia, one of our speakers, to not ascend, but walk laterally over to our table here? We're not on a platform or anything. One of the very moving speakers that we featured this weekend, and I thought we really did have a great diversity of speakers talking about different topics of interest to our people. Tom, if you would do us the honor. And we have just here a few minutes before the next commercial break, and we'll get back to Maestro on the piano as we go into the top of the second hour. So we'll have a little bit of extended time for y'all to eat and speak with one another. I think those top of the hour commercial breaks are about 7 or 8 minutes. But before we get to that, can you kind of break down your speech, which I have heard from so many people tonight, made a great impact on? Could you break it down for the listening audience out there in Radio Land?
Sure, James, and thanks for having us here, and I really am honored by the invitation to be here tonight with you guys in this celebration. The main point of the talk today, although it'd take a long time to go through a lot of it, is that there are three main ways that people are suppressed in any movement in America today that makes it hard for them to gain any traction, and those three ways are by depending on a traditional job, depending on living in a traditional home, and depending on the government to educate their children in public schools. So what I'm hoping that people will be able to do is use different strategies that we've talked about today to break themselves free of their job, start their own business, and then to look at their home not as a something they have to have in a nice subdivision, but instead a good place they can raise their children, and then to homeschool their children. So by taking advantage of those three facets of their life, they can become much more independent, and then as a result, they would be able to speak their minds about whatever it is that concerns them. And so that helps push back against the system that would otherwise keep them oppressed and silent. And I think you guys particularly have done a great job for 10 years of providing an alternative voice to the mainstream media, the packaged news and information and opinion that we're allowed to hear. And as you know, I have a lot of time with spending talking to various liberty-related organizations, and many of them will even be censoring themselves. And I think it's important that we all support alternative sources like yourself, so that there's a certain checks and balance that checks what is packaged for our consumption.
Well, you know, I had this vision as I shared with the audience here, and thank you for that, Tom, but stick around for a second. I wanted to hit on topics that perhaps would be of interest to everyone here. And even though we certainly have some common denominators in the audience tonight, I'll let your imaginations run wild as to what they may be, but we still have a lot of diversity as well in terms of what our signature issues may be and what motivates us to take action. And so, you know, we had, obviously, Sam Bushman last about the importance of taking for yourself a piece of the media, and I spoke briefly about the history of our program, which we're celebrating 10 years of this evening. We had Keith Alexander today talking about some of the more contemporary political issues that our people face. We had, you know, it's very important to remember our heroes, so we had former United States Marine Corps serviceman and former commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans here in Tennessee talk about one of the greatest heroes of our people. One that we should strive to emulate, Nathan Bedford Forrest, who is a Memphian, or a Tennessean, rather, and buried in Memphis and lived in Memphis for a great deal of his life. So we revered the heroes. We talked about all of these things, but we also talked about things that we can apply in our daily lives that can make a difference. And I thought that your presentation, your three-part presentation on employment, housing, and education, and how we can better ourselves in those aspects of our lives. Everybody here in this room and everybody around the world is concerned about their career opportunities, where they're going to live, and what kind of education either they are going to receive or that their children are going to receive. And you gave us some practical advice today that we can perhaps apply in our own lives that would be quite valuable.
Well, thanks, James. I appreciate the kind thoughts about that. And I'm hoping that over the next several months, we're going to be able to expand on that to provide even more detail, both on our website and on your show.
Well, we look forward to that as well. Can we count on or will your presentation, I know it was videotaped today, will it be made for public consumption?
Absolutely. It of course, depends on our skill at capturing the video.
And the lighting here. I guess I serve as your makeshift lighting man here, and I was dimming the lights for the benefit of those in the back of the ballroom, and I don't know exactly how that's going to look on a finished video product, but hopefully it'll look well enough to put out there.
Right. As soon as we get something that's usable, you'll be the first to know.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think of all the talks today, quite arguably, yours would be the one that could benefit people most in their daily, everyday lives, and so it was important that we got that out there. And we look forward to continuing working with you. As I talked about today in your introduction, you've been coming on the show now for about 5 years, I believe, off and on, or our friendship has existed for that long. You've been on the show a few times and supported our work, but there was at some point in our association that you said, you know, if we ever put together an event, you'd like to speak at it, and it took me a 2 or 3 years, if not more, to fulfill that promise. I told you I would do it, and I'm glad that I was able to make good on that vow today, and I think everybody here is better for it. Let's hear it for Tom Ball, everybody. This whole entire weekend has absolutely flown by. It started last night. You know, I remember starting to plan this thing almost a year ago, and then now here we are, and it's already almost over. You know, this weekend has been an absolute blur. And I've had these events are a handful to plan and to organize, especially under the circumstances with which we must organize as free-thinking European Americans. But it has been worth it. A lot of hours were put into this, but the results more than justify the time and effort, what meager time and effort I was put in compared to that which we've experienced this weekend. And it started last night. It was just surreal to see the calendar flip to October after planning this for nearly a year, knowing that it was coming close, and then to see it nearly through its completion is equally surreal. And it started last night, and it seems as though we've been together for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. I don't know if it seems like that to anyone else out there, but to me, this entire event has gone by far too quickly. I'm trying to savor every last minute. Thankfully, there are two more hours of the broadcast tonight. We're going to get to those right after this.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can. But don't go away, there's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.